Now the new song about triumph over adversity. Right,
Emily? Yes. When we were super young, we both grew up going to Methodist church, but now we have nothing. We are believers, but there's not a name for it. I don't
know. I have found my faith.
What's it called?
Pagan, queer, Easter bunnies.
Mine is My Little Pony.
My Little Pony. We have found our faith through our children.
But early on, we wrote a lot of songs and drew, because the Bible is a wonderful text source of, you know, like, archetypal images and stories and stuff. So, you know, as like baby writers, we drew a lot from that. And people used to think, you're a Christian man. And then they found out.
We took the best of it. We took the best things about it.
Yeah. We did.
I mean, I still love Jesus. So.
Yeah.
But I have an internal translator because I'm 7 years. So. Y'all, it's a good thing. I'm gonna invent how to invent this for people and plant it in them because it's the way to survive. The internal translator works. So it turns everything into like magic and exactly the things that you need to hear when you're listening to something. It doesn't work on Donald Trump. But,
I was gonna say, it doesn't work with him.
No, you have to have somewhere to, there has to be like something to grab onto. So you can't have like, it can't be like spineless. It's got to be like, it's like trying to tune a note, like an auto tune. You can't have no note. You got to have substance. And then you can tune it to what you want.
Whoa.
Yeah. Woo.
We've all tuned Mitt Romney this week.
That's right.
We all love that man. Can you imagine saying that 4 years ago? I mean, I said it because I have a secret place in my heart for him. Because my mama likes him so much. Your mama likes him, you gotta try.
I feel like in the face of all that political bullshit for him to live by his faith,
it's awesome.
Yeah. The higher power that guides his life is profound. It's just because we can all have our own faiths and whatever we call it, or we can be nothing, but I just thought for either to live by your nothingness or to live by your faith and to speak truth about it was just really inspiring.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's this pseudo-Christian alluding to Christian biblical things. Where does it start?
I used to having a violin intro to this, and my violin player's not here, so he needs
lost. Okay, now I know where I am.
Oh.
Just holding on.